Thanks for downloading this podcast. I'm Kelly Beatty, the executive editor of Sky and Telescope magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets that you'll see overhead during April. Up here in Boston, the last piles of snow have finally melted away. It's warm enough at night to avoid frostbite, and even with daylight time in effect, twilight comes fairly early. The sun sets between 7:30 and 8 during most of April, and by 9 p.m. it's good and dark. So let's head out. You'll want to stay out at least for 15 to 30 minutes to give your eyes a chance to adapt to the darkness. And while your eyes are getting adjusted, let's check out the major landmarks, sky marks, that are overhead. New Moon falls on the 5th this month, so for the first week or so, you'll be able to see the starry sky without interference from moonlight. If your sky is clear on the evening of Tuesday, April 8th, be sure to head out after sunset for a lovely celestial scene. Over in the west, you'll see a delicately thin crescent moon right next to the Pleiades star cluster. The view through binoculars or a small telescope should be breathtaking. After that, the moon moves up and over toward east night by night. Full moon is April 20th. No matter when you go out in April, you can start by facing the direction of sunset. Then turn most of the way to the left so that you're facing southwest. About a third of the way up is the distinctive star pattern of the constellation Orion. His can't-miss trademark is the horizontal row of three medium-bright stars that form his belt. Directly above them, by about the width of your clenched fist held at arm's length, is the bright orangey star Betelgeuse, marking his shoulder. Directly below the belt, by about the same distance, is icy white Rigel, marking his foot. In a few weeks, Orion and the other winter constellations in his posse will slide deeper into the twilight glow, so bid them adieu until they return to the eastern evening sky at year's end. Turn left a bit more and look higher up. Do you see that close pairing of conspicuous stars? The brighter one, on the left, is actually the planet Saturn. The other one is Regulus, the brightest star in the constellation Leo, the Lion. Keep an eye on these two throughout April, and you'll see Saturn edge just a little closer to Regulus and get a bit dimmer week by week. Right above Regulus is a chain of stars that looks a bit like a backward question mark. Stargazers call this pattern the sickle of Leo. Now, draw an imaginary line from Saturn and Regulus to the upper right until you run into another pair of bright stars about four fists away. Those are Castor and Pollux, the twins of Gemini. Castor's on top. The planet Mars is the slightly brighter pinpoint a little farther to the right. Now, retrace your imaginary line backward until you're halfway back to Regulus. Do you see a hazy glow there? If you do, you've spotted a loose cluster of a couple of hundred stars called the Beehive. If you can see it easily, congratulations, you've got a nice dark sky. If you can't, try again in another half hour or so until the sky gets as dark as possible. And if you still can't see it, you probably have too much light pollution overhead. Okay, right now you're facing south, more or less, so turn around to face north, more or less, and look high up. You'll immediately recognize our old friend, the Big Dipper, positioned with its bowl at upper left and its handle curving toward lower right. According to old farmer's lore, it's upside down as if dumping April showers. Wait a sec. How can it be dumping showers if the sky is clear? Anyway, the two stars at the left end of the Dipper's bowl are known as the pointer stars because an imaginary line down through them points almost directly at Polaris, the North Star. It's below the pointers by the width of three fists. Polaris marks the handle end of the notoriously dim Little Dipper, which on spring evenings extends to Polaris's right. If you follow the pointer stars up instead of down, you'll soon run into Regulus. Now, the Big Dipper isn't a true constellation. It's what astronomers call an asterism, an obvious group of stars. The sickle is an asterism, too. But the Big Dipper is part of a constellation, Ursa Major, Latin for the Big Bear. And the Little Dipper is in Ursa Minor, which means, you guessed it, the Little Bear. Now, if you think about it, bears come out of hibernation in the spring, and so the Big Bear is now on the prowl high in the northeast. Equally high to its right is Leo, the Lion. Okay, lions don't hibernate, but we're talking mythology here. And slithering up equally high in the southeast is long, winding Hydra, the sea serpent, a completely mythological creature. Hydra was quite carnivorous in Homer's Odyssey, and you can think of it as a hibernator if you want. Hydra's stars are all pretty dim. Well below Saturn and Regulus is Alphard, which forms the serpent's fiery orange heart. Its head is farther right, over in the southwest, and its long tail has yet to clear the southeastern horizon. Spring is coming, and all these sky critters are on the march. One more event to mention is International Sidewalk Astronomy Night on April 12th, when stargazers around the world will be out on the streets to show you a good time, astronomically speaking. For more information, including a map showing events near you, go to sidewalkastronomynight.com. And for more skywatching information, go to our website, skyandtelescope.com. Until next month, I wish you clear skies.